KD9KVX is mobile.
Good morning, NNYOU.
The roads are wet, but they're clear. No snow on them, but the cars, except for mine, they all got snow on them.
Yeah, figures. I know, I've been looking out.
I like to watch Ewing Street because I can see that from my back door, and I was watching them, and they were all driving in the speed limit or more, so it's like, okay, well, the roads ain't slick, that's for sure, and my car shows that it's 39, and my phone showed that it was by like 37, so it's above freezing here, so I think it'll keep the roads clear unless the storm just sits there for a while.
Yeah, and that thing, that's going to be later on today, because right now, from the way it's looking, it's west of LaPorte, Michigan City right now, so it's just going straight south with the lake effect, but, yeah, you know how lake effect is, it'll change.
Yeah, I was noticing that the Akron area has not gotten it yet, but they're going to be getting it soon.
Oh, yeah.
A good day yesterday because it wasn't raining or snowing whenever we went hobby shopping, so it was a little bit chilly, though, but, I mean, it's like the roads were in good shape, no snow. I certainly didn't like that, and then all of a sudden, during the Notre Dame game, the fourth quarter, it was coming down really hard.
Yeah, it was raining first. So, and it was a packed stadium, too. Yeah, that's too cold. But you got diehards, that'll do that.
I seen on TV some guys that had no shirts on and it's in the 30s. It's like, dude, you need a coat on and a shirt, and you're going to get sick that way.
Yeah, just remember. How much alcohol did he consume?
Yeah, I see like 600 guys that were standing there with their shirts on. It's like, yeah, that's true. How much alcohol did they drink during the game? Laying in bed coughing and sneezing right by now.
Or they're probably trying to figure out what they did last night.
Got a question for you, a tracking question. If the stop sign is snowed over and you can't see it, do you have to stop? Ha, 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 ha.
Just go right through. It don't say stop.
That's true. It doesn't say stop, so I can go right through it. This car a little bit longer than the normal warm-up since its temperatures are low.
Yeah, don't blame me there. Definitely got to let it warm up a little longer.
Yep. But I got my car washed last week, so that beautiful car wash is not going to last long with this snow. One of those is, I think, what, Wednesday or Thursday? It's going to be in the 40s and 50s?
Yeah, and last I saw yesterday, Saturday here, it's supposed to be like around 60. And about the same at Fort Wayne for the Ham Fest, so, yeah, talk about a drastic change.
No wonder people get sick so much, but yeah, I saw that next Saturday, it's going to be in the 60s here at Ishmael. We got snow on the rooftops and grass and stuff and on the cars, but, you know, in a week, it's 6 days, it's going to be in the 60s. That is weird.
Welcome to Northern Indiana.
Very true.
Wait 5 minutes, the weather will change.
I think we're about 8 miles from the, about 8 to 10 miles from the Indiana-Michigan line.
Yeah, we're not that far.
Yep. And what's funny is between where we live at and LaPorte, his new Carlisle, and it's known as the snowiest city in Indiana.
You never know what it'll be over there.
Yeah, I've seen times where I watched the news and that they say LaPorte got a foot of snow and we got little, if any. I haven't reached Kern Road yet, but this short highway, thing here now, I'm sure my car got dirty now since the cars in front of are spraying water everywhere. $11.
Yeah, you know it's going to be dirty now, but oh well.
Yeah, that's true.
You can watch it Saturday.
Oh, really? That'd be a good time. Just so it'll get dirty again. I always check all the freight cars whenever I buy them, and there's a couple of things that need to be glued and repaired. That one that had no truck on it, the whole was too big to put a Tyco one on. So I got an AHM one and put a screw through it, and it works that way.
Well, that's good.
Like I said, most of the time I can make it work, but those two passenger cars, the one was powered, I'm taking them back because each freight car has a cumper on each end, and between the two of my, I got one cumper, and that's supposed to get four. I can't fix because the cumper housing is longer than usual, and I can't fix that. So I get paid Friday or something like that. So I'm going to go back there probably Saturday, Friday or Saturday, and return them.
Hey, that I can just keep them, put them like off to the side on a dead rail to where, for viewing.
I've got some that are like that. If they won't take it back, I'll do that, but they probably will, though. I'm on 31, and it's a little bit wetter than the rest of the roads, though. There's no ice, and it's, like I said, it affects, okay, my car was 39 degrees, now it came down to 34, so it's a little bit above freezing, but I don't think it's too slippery, but you just never know. You could run into black ice.
Yeah, that's true. But, hopefully the ride will be all right for you.
Yeah, there's, you can tell that there's been enough traffic to keep it from icing, but again, the black ice is funny stuff. We had a one car accident one time, and it didn't damage the car, though, but it flattened one tire, and we ended up in a ditch one time. That's a long story. But other than that, the car was fine.
Alrighty.
Oh, what is going on? I'm going to see what the weather's like as I drive south. Is it the same? Is it worse? Is it better? Well, I'll find out here real quick.
Alrighty.
I don't know if I'm going to go to church tonight depending upon the roads because it's hard for me to see at night because of these cataracts that I got. The eye doctor says don't worry about it for about 10 years, but still, it's hard to see at nighttime. You know, my eyes are not used to it. 2 weeks ago, two or 3 weeks ago, whenever I came home from church on Sunday night, it was hard for me. I'm used to it now, though, but it's like it's a little bit hard to see, though.
Alrighty. Now, yeah, I guess we'll just see. They're saying what it's supposed to start, what, around 11 or noon, but we'll see. And that, but, yeah, we'll see how much we get.
Yeah, like you said, I like to talk about my my back door and see what the cars on Ewing Street are doing. If I see they're going by really slow, I'm like, okay, the roads are bad, but if they seem to be going the speed limit or above, like, okay, the roads are clear. So that's a good indication of how the weather is. Plus, I'll probably follow the news or look at my phone or whatever. I've been getting out of church about that time and driving home, too, so I'll be able to know more then.
Yeah, it just depends on the wind.
That's true. So far, yeah, it's about the same as it is in South Bend. So far, I'm here by the veterinarian. The roads are about the same. There's some slush on the side, but the main roads are clear.
K9GWZ. All right, go ahead, JC.
Hey, I just wanted to intervene for a second here. 146, I don't even know what repeater I'm on. I'm on 2 meter here. Yeah, I was listening to you guys. I just wanted to say hi. I ain't said hi to Jim in a while. How you doing?
Doing real good.
Around for that, and now he dropped off this dream. service it and check things because you got to have extender cards. And then it actually says in the schematic and stuff that, well, if you suspect a bad board or something, pull that board out of its socket and put a known good one in there. Well, that might be all fine and dandy when you're working at the factory, but when somebody's just trying to fix the darn thing here, it doesn't fly.
Yeah, that's true. That definitely does pose a problem.
So, yeah, other than that, so we're doing okay. We've lost weight, and we've been going to the Power Factor place. I mean Planet Fitness. Every time I see PF up on the wall, I think Power Factor. But that's just the electronics in me, so... But winter has hit, so I'll be mooching rides from people here soon, so it's all good. But, yeah, I'm going to let you go for now. The dog is driving me nuts. Hollywood's been doing okay. Him 13 years old. Him's a biggie little doggy, but he's still getting around okay. But glad you're doing okay, and I'm good to hear Jim out there and those things. And yeah, we'll let you go for now. N9YOUKD9KWZ.
All right, JCM. Yeah, I'm glad you and Hollywood are doing good. That's definitely good to hear, and yeah. I'm going to have to stop by soon, one of these days, and shoot the bull for a little bit. But all righty. You have a good day, and we will talk to you later. 73-89-JWZ, 9-YOU.
N9YOUKI99G.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. N9YOU.
Well, morning. Morning, Brian. I heard somebody reach across from the Valpo N9IAA out to somebody on the on your side of the link there. Curious what you think of having the N9IAA connected to the W9LY hub.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, I saw the bubble chart, and there's a few more links, so that's cool. Why not, right? And it's definitely nice to have that.
Hey, copy that. There's quite a few guys over here, there's some traffic during the day, so we'll see what you think about it during the day. We got like three truckers over here that talk to each other a lot during the day, so it kind of gets a little busy. Yeah. Anyway, I'm heading to work. I'm going to take the node with me, and we'll catch you later. If you can have a think about it too, and let me know. Maybe keep your ear out open and see what the 220 guys think. They've been linked in on the. Well, I think somebody disconnected one of the 220 nodes from AC9HO's hub because they got in on the what do they call it? The good guys net. WM9W. I think somebody disconnected it then, and there's a few 220 repeaters missing now. But, well, anyway, it'd be good to have a chat about that, but I've got to get going to work. So we'll catch you later. Maybe give me a call sometime, and we can talk about it. N9YOU, KA9NG, 73 for now.
Yeah, all right, Bill, no problem. Yeah, I'm looking at the bubble chart, and it looks like Michigan's still hooked up. Yeah, no problem. And I think I've got your number anyways, I believe. But good day, and drive careful through all the stuff we're supposed to get. So take it easy and drive careful, and we'll talk to you later. KI9NG and 9YOU.
Okay, finally, KI9 9-9-ING, mobile on All-Star, heading to Hobart. Oh, it's snowing now. Kinda. Sort of snow. It's definitely got some snow in it, anyway. KI-9-NG, mobile on All-Star.
KB9KB. KB9KBX. KB9KBX. WB9WXO.
This is KI9NG.
Oh, no response. KB9KBX. WB9WXO is clear. KI9NG.
How's it going out there, Bill? And on YOU.
Oh, there are no airsofters. 1 hour and 18 minutes. I am leaving because of no airsofters. I get half my pay for sitting here for that time. Oh, okay. I will turn down the other radio that I'm on. The N9IAA here, anywhere west of Valpo, getting a horrible buzz. Maybe you could speak more about it, but I believe that they have simulcast towers on the N9IAA, which would be, and one of them I think must be slightly out of phase, and I guess that would, so my theory, that would explain why if I go over to LaPorte, the N9IAA sounds pretty okay, but over here it sounds terrible. Also, I was in Porter the other day with my handheld, and when I was inside the building, the N9IAA sounded fine, but as soon as I came outside, it got all fuzzy and gross.
Alrighty, yeah, I know. I thought they did have some receive sites, I believe, but yeah, I know that machine was a little complicated, but yeah, I thought there was some receive sites, but I could be wrong. Cause I know at one time I think they did, yeah, it's a nice machine though. It definitely is.
AC9HO, KI9NG with N9YOU. Yeah, specifically, I know for a fact, because I've talked to people who know for a fact, that the N9IAA has multiple receive sites. I think it must have multiple transmit sites as well. So, but go ahead, Kurt. Good morning to you. Good to hear you on the air, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Brian. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. Yeah, the N9IAA does have receive sites. One's at the W9LY site, and it's simulcasting. I can hear that buzzing here on the N9IAA. So it's like a heterodyne. And usually from talking to Kevin in the past, I think all he has to do is reboot everything, and then it kind of like retimes everything and then makes it sound much, much better. So. But other than that, that's all I really know about it. But, yeah, there is one on the tower there, and I receive it pretty strong. I see we're connected to it via All-Star, so I see you created a hub as well. Been busy. I also been busy. I made it to where you can, on the repeater, you can enter in a couple DTMF codes after you hear, like, the winter storm warning, and then it will play the actual details of that warning. So that's a new feature now. Go ahead, Brian, AC9HO in the group.
All right. Yeah, good morning, Kurt. I know at one point, I think they had problems with it, but this is like a couple years ago. I know they got it all situated. But, that's cool about the, about it'll play the, whatever the warning is or whatever. That is nice. Definitely nice. And I'm hoping we don't get what they say we're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks pretty bad to the east of Porter County. The forecast is pretty grim. If I can't make it to work tomorrow, I guess I won't work. But, yeah, they might be in for a little bit of a surprise tomorrow if I don't make it. I only got, like, 3 inches of ground clearance here. But that's a neat little feature there, Kurt. One thing, though, you said that I sounded a little hot, and looking at it a little more, I don't think it's me. And I think it may be the setting on the end, the W9LY. I've got really good audio reports from others, especially on the N9IAA when it sounds good, and then direct connections. I've gotten really good audio reports, so, always tweaking, right? KI9NG in the group. Go ahead, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Always tweaking. And, you sound perfect today. But I'm not going through the W9LY either. I brought my node in the house here. It's sitting next to me, so I'd have to unplug it to be able to hear the N9IAA, hear the W9LY or the N9IAA. I can't hear any of them because it's right next to my radio, so it's drowning everything on 2 meter out. So, but yeah, the other night it seemed hot, but right now you're perfect. I wouldn't change a darn thing. So let me unplug the my node here and see if they sound the same on the W9LY. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Bill, no, you sound fine. Tonight, yeah, or the other day, whatever. Man, my days are running together anymore. It was hot, but no, you sound fine. Yeah, sounds real good.
N9YOU, KI9NG, how are you, where are you at? What is your, what repeater are you utilizing at this point there, Brian?
Right now, I'm on the 220. I'm on Mike's machine in South Bend, 223-980. But I can hit the 97. It's nice when, since this is linked up to where I can do stuff around the house and use the HT to talk to you guys.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I bet Mike uses the surface monitor, some crazy awesome equipment to get his repeater dialed in just right. So, it does sound really hot on the LY. I sound really overdriven on the LY. KI9NG.
Okay, now I'm coming through the W9LY. Yeah, you're definitely louder on here. Both of you are louder on here than on my node or the N9IAA. So, yeah, I gotta remember what setting that was to turn that down a couple clicks. But not on my ICOM here, it's not too bad. On my Flex the other night, it was distorting in my ears, but I don't mind it so much on this radio. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, 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 I was going there. I got the 9-7 on in the living room. But yeah, I mean, everybody, like everybody sounds good on the 9-7. I mean, you guys sound good on here, too. And I'm just, you know, I've got real small speaker in this HT, but the Kenwood THF6, so. But, yeah, you guys still sound good, though.
And I might have a little static. No? Sounds pretty good. This is direct RF from Hobart to the W9LY. And, Kurt, on my side on All-Star, so when you go into the 9-7 and then you come out on All-Star, you are quite muffled. I took a video the other day during the net, and I'll send it to you. Muffled isn't quite the word. It just doesn't have the crisp clarity that I get to when I tune directly to the LY here. You sound really good on directly out of the LY's RF, but when you go into the LY and come out on All Stars, it's not nearly as good.
Okay, would that be a setting, you think a setting within W9LY? Because I never use the node. I always go direct into the repeater. So you're saying when you listen to us, is it just me? When you listen to the W9LY through All Star, it's kind of muffled on your end?
Yeah, I think you got it. I've got my Anytone here on the dash with my 2-meter antenna, and there's me on the LY. And, yeah, it is pretty hot there. Yeah. But then, so you sound really good on the Anytone. In fact, the video I took, I had the Anytone on channel A and on W9LY. And then on channel B, I had my All-Star node, and I flipped back and forth between the two of them so that you were coming out of the same speaker. I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to get that figured out. I don't want to sound bad coming out of anything. Now, was that on net night? Because I was on a different radio a minute ago. I was on my HT. Now I'm on the ICOM 705.
You know, I think that maybe you turned on de-emphasis without turning on pre-emphasis, and or maybe you have the low pass filter enabled, one of those.
Okay, I missed what you said there. I was listening to your text message. I wonder, that was during the net, I may have the bass set too high on my radio, making me sound muffled, and the repeater kind of takes that away. You know what I mean? Because the repeater to me isn't very bassy for anybody, but I've heard bassy on All-Star. Does that make sense?
No, I maybe, but what I said while you didn't hear me was I think either you turned on de-emphasis on the USB tune CLI. I think maybe you have de-emphasis turned on, but you don't have pre-emphasis turned on, and those two are meant to be used in conjunction with each other, and I don't know enough about it to give a lecture on what pre-emphasis and de-emphasis are for, but I think they are meant to be used together.
Okay, I will take a look at that and see what I see here. Go ahead, Brian, AC982.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I was going to go over to, I was going to go over to Mike's yesterday. Okay, hey, I texted him and then he never came back to me. But he actually got that antenna I was going to give him at 220. But, I guess depending on the weather tomorrow night, might end up just doing it then.
I'm betting it's going to be a pretty safe bet. You're not going to make it there tomorrow either.
I could hang out in Elkhart all day long. Who knows? And it's done that before.
Yeah, listening to the recording here, still sent. Sounds about the same on both, depending on, doesn't matter which one it is, I would say. Do I sound about the same there on your radio, Bill, right now? I'm using a different radio than I'm using at night, so that would definitely, of course, I have the bass turned up pretty high on this, too, but I don't think it was a very, I don't think it's a very PC radio to begin with.
Yeah, the recording doesn't do justice. I'll have to come up with a better way to record it if that's important to you. The only way that, well, one way that you could see it would be to run whatever repeater phone or whatever you do to remotely get into your node and listen to what All-Star thinks the LY sounds like. I think it's the pre-emphasis, de-emphasis thing. On All-Star, everything that comes from the W9LY, and that makes sense, I guess. Yeah, yes, of course Brian sounded about the same, because Brian's going into a different machine. So, yeah, that's why that sounded about the same. But it did have a little more crispness to it. Maybe that's just the way it is. I don't know. Whatever. I hate to open a can of worms where you're digging in and trying to make audio levels sound good. Never good. But, yeah, we've got a nice little streamer of snow coming in here from the lake. And it is pushing to the east. So it is very possible that that stuff starts coming down in the South Bend area. But for now, it is coming right down on Michigan City and Valparaiso. Anyhow, I'm going to clear out of here, guys. And it's good to hear you, Brian and Kurt. I'll send it over to Brian and say 7-3, and I'll be clear on both guys' final there. KI9NG.
All right, Bill, you take it easy, and just be careful driving in that stuff. But, we'll talk at you later on, and you take it easy. KI9NG and 9YOU. Go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, Brian, and Bill. Okay, Bill, 73, you drive safe out there. I don't know if I'm doing much today, so I'm going to play around with this a little bit. And, no, I don't mind getting constructive criticism, that's for sure. If it's too hot, then I can just bump it down a couple clicks, and then everybody would be happy. That's how we like it, so. All right, well, thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. 73, KI9NG, AC9HO.
Hey, Kurt, I got to walk here in a little bit after I eat something here. I got to do some running before the snow, but I'll probably be out. When I'm out and about, I'll probably be on the 9-7 anyways.
Okay, Brian. All right, I'll, maybe if you're out and about and listening, if I'm doing some testing, maybe reply back to me if you can and let me know so I can hear what it sounds like. I'm going to turn some settings down here. I did not get to the right place for the pre-emphasis, de-emphasis, but I do want to see what it's set at, so. All right, you get your stuff done before the snow gets here, and we'll talk to you later. 73, drive careful out there. AC9HO.
All righty, Kurt, thanks. And, again, you just saying if you got to go out, be careful, and especially tomorrow, too. But you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later on. AC9HO, 9YOU, 73.
TV9, TBS, here's
mobile. And
there you are. And I know. Howdy, howdy. I stopped at the dollar store. I gotta go to Taco Bell and I'm gonna go to Walgreens to get some mints.
Taco Bell and where?
Walgreens. I need to get some mints, some butterscotch mints.
Okie dokie.
Well, most of the snow on, well, all the streets on the snow is melted here on 31, just a little bit north of Lakeville here by Palmer. And it's some of it's melting on the grass too, but not all of it. Some places it's still full. I'm planning on going out. I would do it today or soon because it's going to start snowing within a few hours.
Yeah, I know. It's already in Michigan City now, Valpo. So, I've been watching Doppler. Yeah, I'm going to go out here in a little bit and do what I got to do and then come back and just do stuff around here.
That you have to go outside for and then you get all the stuff thrown out later.
Yeah, cause it sounds like it's going to be fun going into work in the morning.
I don't blame you there.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it, how many bands and all that stuff. So, last I heard, if the band hovers over, they're talking like an inch or two an hour, but, I mean, that can change anyway, so, no big deal. We'll figure
it out. Yeah, they said it started about 12, 1 o'clock, somewhere right there.
Yeah, we'll be all right, though. But, hopefully people know how to drive in this stuff. Even though they did last night, too. But I did hear on the scanner last night, roll off and all that stuff last night. But, also, too, I believe it was after the Notre Dame game, so, go figure on that one.
Do you know how it is? The first snow, somewhere, and there's a lot of accidents because people forget how to drive in the winter and they don't slow down. Oh, I can go 55.
Yeah, but also, too, remember, Notre Dame game last night, home game. A lot of alcohol was consumed for the whole day, so let your mind wander on that one.
Yeah, that does make sense. Very much so.
Funny part, it'll be about 60 come next Saturday, so, yeah, that's funny. But, I guess, too, it depends on how long the snow sticks around, if we get what they say we're going to get. Because that can drop the temperature, too, by Saturday, but, we'll see.
Yeah, I saw that on my phone. It's going to be in the mid to higher 40s most last week, but next Saturday, 60, something like that. Yeah, that's funny, and here we got the snow.
Yeah, that's northern Indiana for you.
I guess they stick around the weather with things.
And that is so true.
And it really does, because, like they said, the snow today, 6 days from now, 60 degrees. So if this snow is not gone by Saturday, it will be soon.
That's true.
Yeah. I just feel sorry for these farmers that haven't gotten their crops yet. Here, just where the county and city line is, there's a farm field here. He's got, still got corn sticking out. By the cemetery real quick. It's going to be just stay in the car and look real quick.
All righty.
Just look at their stone for a minute or two and then leave type thing. Get out of the car. It's just nice and warm in here right now.
Yeah, and the bummer is you got to get out too a couple times.
I'm not getting out though until next spring. This is typically what I do. I just stay in the car and look at the tombstone and for a couple of minutes. I don't spend too long because I want to get home and get in the warm air, even though it's nice and warm in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you got a couple stops to make too before you go home.
Yeah, that's true. Number one out of three.
Okie dokie. And I don't want to owe you.
89 KDX. I really miss them, I tell you. Just looking at their stuff, thinking about memories from years ago.
I know what you mean there.
I'm lucky because I can, you know, just come by here, you know, at least once a week and, see their stone and think about it. Taco Bell.
All righty.
After I get paid next week, I'm going to call Batteries Plus and send that PBT-66 in for rehab.
All right, you mean Batteries America?
Yeah.
All righty.
Can't find that nowhere on the internet, and they're about 40 to 60 bucks, and it's like 50 or 60 something to get rehab, so may as well get it done.
True.
Where I can go to in case if, you know, you got something that's 50 years old and you can't find a battery for it, you know where to go to either buy a battery or to have it redone.
Yep, as long as they're able to do it.
True. But they've got, you know, a lot of different kind of batteries. Well, but I'm not prosperous. I'm still poor.
I don't want to hear that.
And I'm current, so I go to Walgreens first, and then I go to Taco Bell, then go off 31 to Barbie Street.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were going to go to Taco Bell first and then Walgreens. Yeah, I'd do it the way you're thinking about it now. Walgreens, then Taco Bell, because it'll be, your food will be warm.
Yeah, I changed my mind about that. I won't be as long at Walgreens, though, but still, I'm going to go to Taco Bell. And coming out Taco Bell, it's generally hard to turn left, so I generally just turn right and head out to Barbie Street.
That's what I do. I just hang right. I don't even bother trying to turn left.
A few times every once in a while, but you can't turn left, but that's rare.
Yeah, that's why I just, that's why I'm hanging right.
That's a lot easier, that's for sure. But the weatherman said Friday about Saturday, and it looks like it's today, too. He said, it looks like rain, but it's not going to rain. It's going to snow instead. So, but, yeah, there's no sunlight, and I got 13 lights in my backyard that are solar powered, and they were very dimly lit I noticed about 10, 11 o'clock they were filling the lights so they didn't get no sunlight.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be that way for a while.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to go tonight or not, but I'm going to take a look outside and see. But I think for me, is driving at night, I can do it, but it's going to get harder for me because I got cataracts, but I don't have to worry about it for 10 years, though. But still, it's a little bit harder than what it was because I was driving at night, though. I can do it, though.
Yeah, that's a surgery.
Like I said, that'll be about 10 years, though, but if I have to, I have to. My dad had it done.
Right. The funny part is, some of the leaves in the tree in the backyard here has finally fallen, but they're mostly still up yet.
Now, yesterday, before we went out hobby shopping, I drove by my sister's house, and most of the leaves on the trees there are still on the trees. Very few on the ground and the extra lot, but they will fall within a week or two, just all of a sudden. It was the week before.
What was that?
I asked you to help me out the week of Thanksgiving or the week before, because it takes those two trees forever to drop leaves.
Same here.
All right, I'm here at Walgreens. I'll catch you on the way out. A9YOU, KB9KBX.
All righty, A9YOU.
AZ9 is your test. AZ9 is your test.
AZ9 HO test. AZ9 HO test on the iPhone.
N9YOU, AZ9 HO.
And go right on ahead, Kurt, N9YOU.
Okay, I'm just curious if I'm sounding any different. Turn my bass down on this. Turn the audio down a little bit on the note itself while you guys were talking. That was helpful.
Yeah, you sound good. Basically, it's about the same as before.
Okay, I didn't change a whole lot. It might not have changed too much over the All-Star, more the repeater. So, you guys sounded a little bit quieter. I think I just went down a little bit just to knock off the peaks a little bit, I guess we'll say. So, we'll see how it does in time.
Yeah, and you know, it seems sounds good anyways, but yeah, we'll see if we get other people on with different radios and that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm coming through DMR now. I sound pretty good on my coming through the repeater. I always sound coming through All Star.
I can definitely tell you're on a different radio, and I can tell the DMR robot kind of talk, but yeah, you're a little quieter too, and it's like you're further away from the mic.
Yeah, I might have been. I'm also on the FD5. And it's kind of sensitive if you get too close, but I'm a little closer now, so at least I'm not overdriving it too much. That's the main concern.
Yeah, no, that don't sound bad to me at all right there.
Okay, yeah, I just thought I would test it out, because I know when I was in Tennessee, I don't know if I had a bad connection or what, but I haven't changed any settings on my open spot or anything like that, so I'm using the same radio as I did in Tennessee, and I was trying to check into the net, and it didn't work out so good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Here we go. Let me test this out. Change the radios again. But I'm going to play the audio for that warning. Well, there we go. Works pretty good. I was playing on that for a while last night. Got it set up on my notes first and tested it. And then all I had to do is get on the repeater node and do the same exact thing. So here we are.
Yeah, that is neat. That does sound good.
Yeah, and you notice how the courtesy tone changed. Well, I don't know if it did on your end, unless you're hearing W9LY direct. But that lets you know that there's some sort of warning or something.
Yeah, I'm hearing it direct. I've got it in the living room. I'm taking the HT around. That's why I'm on the 220. And then I can hear myself going through the, I can hear myself on the 97.
Okay, very good. Well, sounds like you haven't left and done your running yet, so I'll go ahead and let you go so you can get that started. So I can hear myself in my ear, too. I got my phone connected to the repeater, so I hear I got a little white noise coming in with me, which is to be expected. I'm using a Slim Jim hanging on my curtain rod inside the house here, so running about 5 watts.
So I changed radios now. Yeah, I'm on just on the 70D. And it's pumping 5 watts out of it, but I don't know how much is getting out the antenna. But it's working though. And I don't know you.
Oh well, please tell me, are you running a rubber duck, or are you connected to an outside antenna? Because you're actually doing quite well.
No, I'm an outside antenna. It's up to the chimney, about 10 foot up from the chimney. Yeah, I'm running 5 watts, but almost probably around 75 feet of 8X. So I don't know how much is getting out to the antenna, but I've been running this setup for a while now. So I got one in the office and one in the living room.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's working for you, that's for sure. No complaints here. You sound about like I do, a little bit of white noise and a little bit of hash in the background, but other than that, the audio is plenty loud enough.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, I'm just surprised. I was always surprised I was hitting it just with this and, you know, with the loss of the 8X, but it worked. And then where I've got, because I got a scanner running all the time for the repeaters and that, where I've got it, I can somewhat hear the 97 once in a while. So that's pretty neat.
Okay, very good. It's working for you. Anyway, as I was saying, I'll go ahead and let you get going and get moving. I saw a little bit of a flurry about 10 minutes ago, so it's already stopped. I think that's just the calm before the storm, maybe. We'll see. All right, Brian, I'll be listening the rest of the day. And you take care. Drive careful out there. And we'll talk to you later. A9YOU, AC9H, will be sitting on the side after your final.
All right, Kurt. We'll talk to you here in a little while. We'll be getting out here shortly anyway. So you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later on. AC9HO and 9YOU, 73.
and 9YOU Mobile.
Is it snowing out your way yet, Brian? AC9HO.
Actually, it's nice and sunny over here for now. I can see the clouds in the west.
Well, it's not sunny here, and I hear it's not too good in Michigan City. It's not blowing here yet, but it's just a nice little calm snow, and it's covering everything pretty good.
Alrighty. I like that person on that. That's neat. I will end up getting it, but it's breezy here, but I know it's inevitable, but one more place to go, and then headed back home. I got my NARS because I'm a little close to my NARS, so just got that. Now I'm going on the west side of South Bend, and then headed back home.
Okay, well, at least you get it all done before it hits you. I just sent you a picture on your phone of my backyard. It's not bad, I mean, but it's definitely too soon for this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it looks like about like it was kind of last night and this morning here before it started getting warm again, but or the sun came out, whatever. But oh well. Now hopefully it'll what we get will melt before Saturday.
Oh yeah, it probably will. They're talking what? 60s by the end of next week?
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing. But I guess it's going to be we doubled. Go ahead.
Oh, my apologies. Then I think Mike turned this audio up just a touch more because it seems like I might have turned it down a little too much. The K9 JSI's got loud audio too, and I can't adjust that. So I'm thinking it might partly be due to the type of repeater, because they're both the same repeater right now.
Alrighty.
I have to admit, the snow makes it to where I can play more radio than be outside doing stuff, so I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's still stuff I wanted to get done, but looks like it's going to be waiting until next year now. Oh well.
Yeah, wait till next year. You still got a couple nice weekends coming anyway. I don't know how many more, but at least a couple.
Yeah, I'll try to, but who knows. We'll see. See how it is. But, I'm looking forward to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I think Rich and I were planning on going. I'm not sure now. And I'm not sure if I got anything going next Saturday or not. I got to talk to the boss over here. But I haven't been there in a long, long time. I used to do it yearly.
Yeah, alrighty. Yeah, I've been going there for years. And it's not what it used to be. And kind of looking like it might not be the last one, but it might be getting close. I don't know. It just depends, but Admission went up a couple bucks. Parking went up a couple bucks. I guess tables went up. And yeah, it's ridiculous, but... And I had a feeling that's what it was, they were going to do that because they renovated the, or remodeled, or whatever you want to call it, the Coliseum this summer. So you got to recoup it somewhere.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if somebody else was trying to get in there, but let's go right ahead. Yeah, I heard it hasn't been as good as it used to be, but I guess that's to be expected this day and age. AC9HO.
Oh, yeah, because I know you, I think you remember when it was the whole floor of the Coliseum and then the basement. Now, for years, it's been half of the main floor of the Coliseum, and from what I'm hearing, it's going to be half of the half, so it's going to be basically like a quarter of the Coliseum now. So, because the half of the Coliseum, everybody was spread out, and there was a ton of room left, so I think they're going to try to cram everybody in a quarter of it, so I don't know.
Yeah, we might find out, and I might be there as well. We'll see. But, yeah, you're a little scratchy where you're at. I don't think the weather's helping you very much today.
No, conditions are not helping, but, I'm just on Mayflower here coming up to Chicago, too. So, but... Yeah, I guess to be expected with the conditions, but I'll get back with you here shortly. I'm just pulling into a gas station, so I'll talk to you here shortly. AC9HO and 9YOU.
All right, AC9HO. AC9HO, Kevin. Doesn't sound like I'm coming in very good either. AC9HO.
AC9HO.
This again. AC9HO test.
AC9HO test. Very noisy signal. AC9HO.
And 9YOU mobile. Did not get any of that.
Well, that was not me. AC9HO.
Alrighty. Yeah, man, the clouds are starting to hide the sun now.
Yeah, it's heading your way for sure. It shouldn't be much longer.
Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. We like to give.
I know that feeling.
I'm a given type 2, so when we get some, you can have it back.
No, no, that's not how this works. It goes one way. Doesn't come back this way.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just give it to Elkhart then.
Yeah, you can keep it, and I'm VFO.
Hey, I don't want it either. I'm just going to give it to Elkhart.
Hey, Russ, how's it going?
Not bad. Driving home from church, man, it was a regular snowstorm. And farther east we got, the worse it was, because, you know, we're right here on the other side of County Line Road, just inside of Porter County, and I know LaPorte was the worst of it.
Yeah, Michigan City, I think, has gotten it worse, too, but from what I'm hearing. But you're barely making the machine. The weather is definitely not helping today. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, it's true. Good to hear you, Russ. And, drive careful. And, definitely not helping, but, I was watching radar a lot this morning, and, it seemed like it was concentrated just kind of west of Michigan City in that, around Gary, and then just slowly making its way east.
Go ahead, Russ.
Well, we've been home for a while. It's all good, but we definitely had some US-6 covered because the wind's out of the north. Probably an inch of snow on it, slush.
Yeah, that slush is almost worse than snow. Depending on how deep it is, it can definitely pull you in the direction you don't want to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the roads are nice right now. I'm on the bypass, but I know here probably within about an hour, so it's not going to be fun on it.
And wouldn't you know it, I haven't even fixed my plow truck yet. So hopefully I don't have to plow too many driveways. I can't right now. I'll have to have my dad do it for me.
And hopefully you can get that thing running or whatever you got to do to it.
Yeah, it's more or less I just haven't taken the time. It runs, but the harmonic balancer, the weight on the balancer actually came apart from the pulley. So it's just dangling on the crankshaft, and that's not good. So that's why I said in a pinch I could probably do my driveway, but I got a Kubota too, so I can use that if I have to, but then I got to sit out in the cold. Go ahead, Russ.
Good old Kubota. Me too. It's, this time of year it's in the shed with two buckets pointing out, and the mowers and things are behind it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. Unfortunately, I got to move a vehicle to get the Kubota out, but they do pretty good with the bucket pushing some snow. I got these things, I can't remember what they're called, but they're like skis. They go on your bucket so you never kick down in. Hold your bucket up about an inch off the ground, and works really well. You just put it on float and go. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, that's nice. It's either snowblower or shovel. What it means, it's like the past couple of years I haven't even dealt with a snowblower. Really didn't need it, so hopefully it'll be the same way this year.
Go ahead, Rep.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think there was only once when I had to get the tractor out and follow the driveway, but definitely, like we might have an early and heavy winter this year in 9ZFO.
AC9HO, yeah. And it's going to be the only one we get, though, too, so let's keep that in mind. maybe we won't see any more snow until February. I think it did that a couple years ago. Snowed early November, and then we didn't see anything until February. Nothing on Christmas or anything. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, just as long as it snows before and after, well, you know, like the weekend before or whatever, gets it out of its system before the Hamfest in February.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely don't want it snowing on that weekend.
Definitely not. Go ahead, Russ.
You guys letting
carry on. I'm busy with something, so. But I'm listening here at
9 VFO. All right, drive careful, Russ, if you're not stationary yet. AC9HO.
All right, Russ, talk to you later. I'm on YOU. Yeah, now the sun's back out again for a little bit. It'll be doing that for a while. But definitely is clouding up, though.
Yeah, I'd say we got less than an inch, and it's starting to let, you know, lighten up a little bit. But we still haven't got the wind yet. It's about 6.5 is what I'm measuring. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I got rain earlier today, because I got 0.17 in rain today, but... The snow might be so wet that it's almost measuring that.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I tell you what, I moved my antenna maybe an inch, hung it a little bit different, and I'm receiving the repeater much, much better. And the SWRs went down, so my temperature's staying quite cool, too, and I'm running a full 10 watts right now.
Nice. Man, that is good. Don't take much, does it?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's, I mean, it's a glorified HT. It's a 705 sitting on the table here, but HT, sometimes you move just a little bit, and it's a night and day difference. But I didn't expect the SWRs to drop that much. They were a little higher than I liked, so I'm glad to see that. I was almost 2 before, now I'm about 1.6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Yeah, it's, first help once in a while.
Yep, that's for sure. I got a question on Facebook about emergency backup power, because somebody posted on the LaPorte County group to charge your HTs. You never know. With this heavy, wet snow, you might lose power for some time. But I thought that was pretty good advice. But I was asked if the repeater, which repeaters have battery backup. This repeater does have battery backup. Actually, it's a generator, but it'll kick on momentarily. It's a Generac, so it kicks on shortly after the power goes out for anybody listening. And then... the K9 JSI does not have battery backup or any backup of any kind, so if that loses power, it will be down.
Alrighty. Yeah, at least one has it, so that's definitely a good thing, because I know you want to get backup on the other, too, but all in due time.
Yeah, for sure. I think that'll be the topic of next year. Try to get that done by next year for that repeater. So we still got to figure out how and when we're installing the amplifier on that repeater.
Yeah, that's true. I can't remember if you've got it already or not.
I do not. Rich might have it or somebody else, but I don't have my hands on it. And I did talk to Danny. He said he might have a power supply that'll run it, so I got to get a hold of him again.
good.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that you make it tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, you got a little noisy there. If you can switch over to 220, you might make it in a little better. I didn't hear what you said.
Nah, just saying, I hope we can make it tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That might be a small meeting. A quick one, too. You never know. I wouldn't worry about it if you can't make it, that's for sure, if the roads are too bad. I don't think there's anything other than figuring out the date for the Christmas party, and can't remember if there's something else going on, but we can update via the Facebook page if needed.
All righty. Yeah, well, we'll see. You know how it is sometimes. They hype all this up, and then we get a little bit. So we just play it by ear.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm kind of hoping that's what happens. But I do have a small handout that I, as long as I remember to print it out, that I intend to bring for basic, very basic, all-star operations for the repeater. So a little bit of an explanation, and then the DTMF codes for connecting and disconnecting nodes.
That'll work. That'll be good.
Yeah, so if I might even get a group email going after the meeting and send it out to everybody. But all it is just to connect and disconnect at this point. But I do have some more DTMF codes to share with, like, the officers and definitely net control operators for weather issues, weather nets for that to be able to announce the warning and stuff so they don't have to read it, just put in a couple DTMFs and it reads it for you.
Yeah, don't blame me there. Definitely, they should have it, definitely.
I think I might have my courtesy tone set wrong. When you're on All-Star, since you're coming through the 220 link now, my tone changed. But when you were working the repeater, it was the same old tone. It's supposed to change whenever there's a warning or a watch or something to give you an audio alert to know that something's going on. But might have to look into that.
All right. Let me know if you want me to help test stuff out, too. That's fine with me.
No. I think at the moment I'm just going to leave it the way it is and do some testing some other time when I disconnect all the nodes. Because currently we're connected to the 220 link and then also N9IAA through KI9NG, his hub that he created. So we're connected to about 14 or 15 maybe nodes. So I don't want to do too much more testing today, I don't think.
Yeah, that's fine. Just let me know.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I think I'm going to jump off here for the moment. And my stomach's a little hungry. Let me go get me a little snack. AC9HO, sounds like you might be getting close to home. So, But we'll talk to you soon. N9YOU, AC9HO.
Hi, Kurt. Yeah, I'm home in front of the house. But you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I want to go in and start making my soup. And did a little bit last night, and then now I just got to finish it up, so it'll be good. And it's starting to snow here.
total fine sight. So, well, I'll talk to you later. AC9HO and 9YOU.
Well, there you go. Finally made it to you. All right. AC9HO.
Hopefully it's not much. And 9YOU.